Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go.
Hey, what's happening? Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room here. His side hustle consists of selling smoked chicken to people on the show, and maybe the extra income that he makes will pay for a product that'll make his hair grow.
Oh, it's not fun.
I didn't write that one.
That's not nice.
Home run there.
Dang. Here is producer Eddie, everyone.
Dang, wow.
Hey, so that didn't make me sad. That's whatever. But I do have some sad news to report. I have dyscalculia.
What is that?
I've been diagnosed with dyscalculia.
I don't know what that is.
Dyscalculia is a learning disorder that affects a person's ability to understand numbers, like math.
You don't have that.
No. A listener DM'd me and said that she thinks I have dyscalculia.
Okay, so...
Because I'm so bad at these math games.
Okay, and I thought you went to the doctor, and you're acting like they diagnosed you with something you're dying tomorrow.
Hey, man, when you don't know numbers, sometimes you feel like you're dying. Like, you guys are so good at square roots. I just sit here and, like, watch you guys do them.
But what do you mean so good? We just learned how to do them.
Watch. Ask Lunchbox something.
Hold on. That's like somebody building a house. You're like, you're so good at building a house. Well, do you know what he did to learn how to build a house? Well, he learned how to hammer nails. He learned how to measure.
I tried. I went to school like you guys. You want me to go back to flashcards at the age of 44?
You could. You could study with your kid because he's in high school, and so he's probably learning the stuff you need to learn.
Dyscalculia is a learning disorder that affects a person's ability to understand number-based information and math. Anybody could claim that. Because it probably is a real thing.
That's my point.
So if you're just recklessly claiming it.
It's a real thing, and he's acting like, oh, yeah, I have it. And some people are really dealing with that.
Yeah, golf scores really quickly.
Typical.
I've seen it.
I can do that.
Yeah, I mean, he's like 1 minus 3 plus 2, 6, 4, 78.
Yeah.
Eddie, what's the square root of 16?
There's no square root of 16.
Do you know what a square root is?
Something multiplied into itself.
Now he's just acting like it.
No, now he's going full Coolia.
Exactly.
Guys, it's numbers. I can't
do them.
A number
multiplied. What?
I can't do numbers.
Okay, the answer's 4. It's 4 times 4.
I thought that would be 8.
4 times 4?
What's the square root of 8? 16.
There is no square root of 8.
Oh, see? That's what I thought that was. But I'm telling you, Bones.
You're giving me dyscalculia. I don't even know how, but now my brain's messed up.
I'm starting to believe he has dyscalculia.
I'm telling you. Dyscalculia.
I thought a doctor really diagnosed you. A listener DM'd you.
Do you want me to go to a doctor?
Yes.
And ask if I have dyscalculia.
Well, if you act like that, a doctor will keep
saying
that.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Put me in for life.
We're moving on over here. This next person is upset because no one has offered him a ride to work recently, and that's because he criticizes everybody on the show frequently. Here he is, Lunchbox.
Have you guys ever got great news and had a bad reaction?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because there's this dude there's this woman on TikTok. She finds out she's pregnant for the fourth time. Her and her husband have decided they're not having any more kids. And so she sets up the camera and she tells him, yo, I am pregnant with our fourth kid. And, and she put it in a FedEx like envelope. And it's like a sheet of paper that says, you're going to be a dad. And man, listen to his reaction. It is not good.
Stop playing with me. Anisha, no.
I'm not playing.
No, yes, you are. I'm not. No.
I'm not.
No, babe.
I'm not.
No. No. Babe, I'm not joking. Don't do this to me. Please, babe. Please tell me you're just joking. No.
Don't do this to me.
No, he did, but he did it to her.
Yeah, man, what are you talking about?
I mean, no, you.
He's in like a white button-up shirt, sitting on the edge of a bed.
Oh my gosh,
he got a beard, his haircut short,
and you got to.
He puts his hands in his head, in his hands bent over. He's like, "Oh my god, he's grabbing another kid."
You got to delete that video. You can't let your son or daughter see that.
It exists now.
Oh, it's out there. It's everywhere. But I mean, he is so angry, and so yeah, I just think about like, man, you get good news. I mean, supposedly good news, and you. Oh
no!
Well, that's like when the gender reveals, when guys like act all sad when they realize they're having a girl.
Well, or they try not to act all sad, but you see the pain in their eyes, right. And they quickly bounce out of it. Oof. Okay, moving on, a potential endorsement has this next person feeling a bit older this past week, and her vulnerability is the one thing that makes her unique. Say hello to Amy, everybody.
So my son was watching something on YouTube, and it's called Fail Army.
Oh, Fail Army's hilarious.
Okay, I had never heard of it, but he had it on, and his friend was over, and they were just laughing. And I looked up, and I was like, oh, we're watching America's Funniest Home Videos, because it was all these, like...
Hey, Meemaw. Good over there?
It was all these, you know, epic... falling and wiping out, and it's all compiled together because there's like a...
I don't like the falling because I don't physically like falling, but they have a lot of stuff of people just like doing wrong stuff. It's hilarious.
Yeah, and they have one where it's like they've compiled them all in a row and it's fast, like a greatest hits.
News bloopers, anchor bloopers, a Fail Army are hilarious.
Oh, those are good.
Okay, yeah, so there's all kinds of things up there, and so I was just going to let parents know, like, it's another fun thing for you to watch as a family or for your kids to watch. Where
is it cursing or anything?
Not the ones I saw. Is there cursing?
I don't know, but I didn't know.
Well, I really thought it was...
I don't think it's G-rated.
Well, you know what? Then this is an opportunity to talk about bad words.
Fail Army has 16 million subscribers.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I'm watching a train, the one that's up now, and this car can't get off the tracks.
Oh, no. What do they do?
The people didn't die, but the train, boom!
Hits the car?
Yes. I mean, it's like also people like tripping... Like random, and it's just all that.
Right.
It's pretty funny. I'm not gonna lie to
you. Hey, Funniest Home Videos, though, they were the OG of all that.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's still on.
And Amy asking her son, you watching America's Funniest Home Videos?
No, y'all don't watch that.
It's still on.
Alfonso hosts it.
Oh! You watch Fail Army now, too?
Wow.
Yeah, Fail Army is pretty funny. The guy, there's a construction guy thing, and they have this big thing of glass building.
Yeah.
Boom! It shatters. That's the kind of stuff I like. All right, Ray, hit me up.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's a big vintage shirt guy, and if he sees a listener, he always says hi. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. Amy, I think you'll like the quarterback show on Netflix.
Oh, do?
My wife likes it a lot.
I started episode 1. She likes sports.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think?
I liked that the wives are involved. I liked hearing their perspective of some things. And Mahone Patrick. Yeah. So it was funny. They were doing interviews with his wife at their house, and he's like in the backyard, like yelling at the dogs.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
just see
yeah.
them like, I like the footage at them at home and like their real life. And that one guy has that, like, you know, his trophy room or whatever, but it's in a hidden door.
Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, because he's humble. And like, anyway, people make fun
you
of
didn't
his,
watch it.
His people make fun of his clothes, but then his wife is like, well, I'm the one that dresses him. And I don't know. It's just funny.
So I know we had talked about it, and we watched more, and I was talking to Caitlin about it. She goes, I think, Amy, I like that too. But I didn't know you started it.
Yeah. I was going to try to watch a few episodes before I brought it to you with a review, but since this came up, I'm like, well, yeah, I guess I'll admit that I watched the first one. And I did, like, it
will you watch the second one?
Sure. But I started thinking it was going to be the guys on the field mic'd up, like doing their quarterback thing. And it's so much more than that.
What's a quarterback thing?
Like, is there quarterbacks?
Ready to get on the line.
Get on the line.
You know.
Who's your favorite all-time quarterback, you think?
Roethlisberger.
Probably Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. First one you can think of?
No, I thought of Drew Brees.
But why not Drew Brees? He went to the same high school you went to.
No, he went to I went to Austin High. He went to Westlake.
Oh, that's right. He went to Westlake.
But he played football with my sister's husband. And he said he's like genuinely a nice guy.
Who's your favorite running back of all time?
Oh, there's also Tim Tebow. What position?
Running back. Who's your favorite running back of all time?
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
Cool.
And who's your favorite wide receiver of all time, do you think?
Probably. Let me think. There's so many.
So many. Yeah, you have a lot. So you're often talking about best wide receivers of all time here.
There's so many that I like.
Yeah.
But probably. I know who my least favorite quarterback is.
No, that's not what I asked. I said, who's your favorite wide receiver of all time?
Ben Roethlisberger.
No, he's a retired quarterback.
Right.
Wide receiver. Any favorites at all? Or too many to name?
Can you just give me like a, you tell me yours.
She doesn't know
just
one.
Like a, or like a, just give me a hint. I bet I could know
a hint? There's like a million.
Give me a hint of one I would know and then I'll know it. Just a hint.
Maybe give him a first name.
Half of a first name.
Jerry.
Jones.
No.
Jerry Rice.
No.
I wouldn't have known him.
No, Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice. Give me what? Another one.
Michael.
Strahan.
Not a receiver.
Irvin.
Okay. Go.
Jerry Jones.
Okay, he owns the Cowboys. I'm sure at some point he played football.
Mm-hmm. Calvin.
Harris.
Johnson.
Calvin Harris, the DJ.
Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriend. Okay. Justin.
Bieber. No.
Oh, Jefferson.
Oh, boy.
I honestly, I guess I don't know any wide receivers. Like, honestly, tell me a wide receiver I would know.
I just told you four.
You know, no, Jerry Rice is
Oh, you know who you know? Odell Beckham.
Yes. Heard really? Of him. Yeah.
What's his nickname?
Odell Beckham. Oh, Brick Wall.
Brick Wall.
Odell what is
Brick
it?
Wall. His name's Odell Beckham Jr., so they call him OBJ.
OBJ.
But yeah. Or Brick Wall, depending on...
Isn't there a football player where their nickname is Brick Wall?
I'm sure somewhere in the world there's a Brick Wall football player.
I feel like I heard that on 30 for 30 once.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're gonna start the show, but I appreciate you walking down the sports road with me.
No problem.
There you go. It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I want to start eating healthier. I want to start exercising regularly, but I don't know how to make the new habits stick. A few times in recent years, I've started off really great with a plan to get healthy, but I've always ended up reverting back to my old unhealthy habits. What advice do you have on making new habits stick? Signed, Health Journey Heather. Well, my first advice is don't beat yourself up about it not working all those times before, because if we're just being honest here, it's probably not going to work a couple more times before something does stick. Secondly, I definitely would not have just a goal of eating healthier and exercising regularly. Those vague, generic goals do nothing because you're not attached to anything. I would make specific small goals. If you want to make big things happen, you've got to make small goals. When I used to run, and I hated running, but I was training for triathlons. I would do these Olympic triathlons. And I would have to go run 10 miles. I hate running. I never want to run 10 miles. I don't want to run 1 mile. But I would find if I was going, this is the 10-mile journey. This is my run. I was miserable the whole time. But if I just went tree to tree or to the stop sign and then the next, it was me just playing mind games with myself to make it 10 miles. So what I would say, if you want to start eating healthier, first of all, don't go full changeover. You can't just go one day where you eat like A and you're like, starting tomorrow, I'm eating like B. Nope. You need to eat A light. Make small changes. But what happens is we don't see results super fast. So then we go, this must not be working. I'm going back to how it used to be. That's not true. You can't get yourself in that trap. So what I want you to do is I want you to make two pretty easy to attain goals. One for eating healthier, one for exercising regularly. Easy to attain. If that's 2 times a week for 20 minutes exercising, great. I want you to put down on your phone screen. You can lock it on a phone screen. I'm going to exercise twice a week. I'm going to ride the bike for 20 minutes. I'm going to walk around the block for 20 minutes, Monday and Thursday. Eating healthier. I'm just not going to have 4 Cokes. I'm going to have 2. That's a big change. Put that on your phone screen. Do it for 2 weeks. Change up your phone screen. It's so exciting to be able to change up the goal and change up the phone screen. And then I'm going to exercise 3 times. Or I'm going to exercise twice, but I'm going to walk a little further. You have to do it that way or it'll never last. So many people, when they want to start running or they want to start lifting, they go and like, I'm going to start getting to it. They get so sore. Their feet hurt so bad. They're just like, ow, I can't even, I'm not even going to go do it again because it hurts. And by the time they're all healed up, they're like, screw it. Cake. So that's my advice to you. You want to eat healthier and exercise regularly, but the way to do that is not by doing that. It's by going, I'm going to have 2 less Cokes this week. I'm going to exercise twice this week. That's not it. That's all. And I'm not going to be like, you're only exercising twice. You're going to make your goal and you're going to be proud of it when you accomplish it. And when it doesn't work out, you didn't fail because you're not quitting. It ain't over till you quit. You ain't quitting. That's how to be healthier and exercise regularly. It's not to worry about eating healthier and exercising regularly. It's setting tiny goals. You can do it. I promise you can do it. There have been much weaker people that have done much bigger things. So go get it. Little habits. You fail, big deal. Get back up, do it again. Appreciate that email. Good deal. There you go. That's what it's, I was going to say, that's what it's all about. Amy, anything you want to say?
Well, I was just going to say.
Like a wrong segment here. I was in the middle of the whole thing.
Like writing down the why. Anytime you want to do anything new, like why do you want to do it? And then if you're having trouble getting motivated, like to go do the workout. I love Mel Robbins' 5-second rule.
You just I love Tony Robbins.
Yeah. No, oh, yeah, you can. Yeah.
And I love Rockin' Robin.
You can Google it.
Tweet, tweedly.
There's a Tim scientific Robbins. Reason why your He's brain good. Responds to like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mm-hmm. And then you go do it.
Robin from Batman.
Oh, yeah. Like Batman good. And Robin.
Non-negotiable. Yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Got it. We're having two conversations at the same time. I like it, though.
Yeah.
Turn the right speaker up. Hear Amy talk about that. Turn the left. Hear us being idiots. All right. Yeah. Good luck. That's it. Thank you. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hey, Sarah. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
I'm on my way to jury duty for a murder case, and I was just curious if y'all had ever had jury duty.
Can she
murder.
Say that?
Oh, I thought she was on her way to see if she made a jury.
Oh, man.
What is She's crazy. Actually on a murder case.
Wait, did she say her name?
That's crazy. I forgot.
She did say her name.
Do you think they did it?
Maybe that's her real name.
She talks about it all.
Yeah. So, wait, have you already started being on the jury, or is this your very, very first day?
No, this is the last day.
It's the last day.
You're not sequestered?
Are you allowed to call?
You don't always sequester.
I know, but it'd be cool if she was.
No, we've been able to go home and stuff.
How long have you been on jury duty for this case?
Since Monday, so this is the fourth day.
Wow.
So has
fourth
it been,
day and last day.
But have you started going into voting? Like
deliberation.
Thank you.
No, that's today. Today we're supposed to hear closing arguments and deliberation.
What are you leaning?
Oh, she can't say
yes,
that.
Amy, yes.
No. Okay, let me.
Are you the foreman?
No, but we don't even have one yet, so I may be picked today.
Wow. Oh my gosh, she gets the one.
Are you nervous that someone's life is in your hands?
Yes.
Do you have? Sure. Do you feel like an extra responsibility that maybe you didn't feel at the very beginning, but since you've been through the whole process, you're like, I really have to commit to doing this the right way because somebody's life is coming down to my opinion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Their freedom.
Yeah. What did you take from being on a jury for 4 or 5 days? You're sitting there. Do you feel like that maybe whomever is the defendant, do you feel like their lawyer and how likable their lawyer is? Do you feel like that matters at all?
I do think so.
I would think so,
too.
The way they speak and, how reliable they sound.
Mm. What about the judge? Did the judge ever go, contempt of court?
Yeah. Sustained. Overruled.
Order in the court.
Approach the bench.
The lawyers do that a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of, like, objection. And so it's like, once I feel like the witness is going to say something good, then they're like, objection. And so I'm like, oh, man, I wish I knew what they were going to say.
Okay, how about this? Has anyone said anything and then the judge is like, strike that from your memory? You cannot let this affect you. But you've already heard it.
Right.
So you can't not have it store in your memory, right? That's a weird thing, right?
Yeah, that is a weird thing. That she has not told us to strike anything from our memory.
That's not even possible. Like,
Yeah. Has the defendant taken the stand?
No, they didn't.
Oh.
Did you have to hear from any forensic scientists?
Yes. That is like the boring stuff.
Oh, did you take notes with a pen and paper? Or did you just go, I'm taking notes?
Well, they let you take notes, but then you can't like look at them afterwards.
What? Then why would
so
you take
like,
notes?
Why would you even take notes?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes writing something down helps you remember it better.
I just end up doodling.
Right.
The whole time.
Just drawing little pictures.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Did you have to miss work? And were they like, cool, go do jury duty, because they have to, but were they
no,
still like
they
cool?
They were so mad.
Yeah.
I'm a dental hygienist, and so all my patients had to be rescheduled and everything, and so no, my work was not happy. And they only pay you $6 a day to be on the jury.
That's terrible.
I didn't.
That's
think
not even
get
minimum
paid
wage
at all.
Yeah, I would just be like, day one, guilty, got to go back to work. Then he just
can you negotiate that the $6
a day?
I don't think you really have any leverage.
No, they said you can donate it if you want to.
Are you looking for the news cameras when you walk out of court? Like, are you going to write a book?
Oh my gosh, no.
Did you want to?
There's no news cameras.
I won't say got out, but I was released of and relieved of jury duty because the case that I was in, I was affected not by that person, but by something similar. Like, has anybody here been jumped or been a victim of gun violence in any way? And I have, well, I have been. And they were like, you're free to go. Did you ever try to do something like stand up and yell, I'm racist or I hate, just to get out?
America.
I know from the show Jury Duty, I was surprised that a bunch of the people on here had not seen that show. But no, I felt like a lot of people did say some weird answers when they were asking, but I couldn't honestly answer anything like that to get out.
Amy?
Well, has this case made you scared?
Of what?
Well, I don't know. I just feel like murderers.
Yeah, I mean,
I was already scared. Murderers.
She doesn't know if they're guilty or not.
Like, okay, two parts to this. I know she doesn't, but like, has it just made you, because you're exposed to all this information of things that are happening in the world or could happen, and you're like, oh, so are you going home a little more scared? And then also, depending on the verdict, like, did they warn the jury, like, hey, if you need protection?
Amy's always worried about somebody, regardless, retaliating against her for everything.
Is the defendant staring at the jury like,
yeah. Yeah.
Don't you dare.
Oh, that's good. Does the defendant ever look at you and lick his lips or like, dude, like sharpen knives in front of you?
It could have been a girl.
Oh, yeah.
No, well, I try to look at the defendant sometimes and see how, like, their reaction. But then I'm like, I don't want them to look at me when I'm looking at them.
Yeah, scary.
See?
Do you worry about retaliation, like Amy said?
Oh, no, I'm not worried about retaliation.
But are you scared?
That's what
she
means.
I mean, I think that this it's heavy. I leave the end of the day like it's heavy stuff. But no, I'm not scared.
I wonder, do you daydream at all? Like sometimes, oh my gosh, I missed an hour.
Oh, good point.
Yes.
It'd be hard not to fall asleep.
Exactly.
Honestly, if you're sitting there for hours.
A lot of the stuff with those medical people, and they're like, oh, what is your job? What do? Did you have to go to school to do that? Blah, 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 blah. So it's kind of like repetitive. And
do you feel like the lawyers at some point on one side or the other could be wearing you down with such boring stuff that you do check out and you're not able to actually, because if I were like a lawyer and my bro here was guilty and he had murdered, I would try to bore the jury so much that they would just check out and be so bored. They'd be like, I don't even know what I forgot, so I got to do the honorable thing and say not guilty.
Yeah, that's a good strategy.
No, the judge won't. The judge is like, move on from this.
I'd be like, I'm bringing a bucket of paint. Like, now for my next, I'm going to, everybody just watch it dry here. Okay, now watch. And then everybody would forget what was going on. Mm-hmm. Is there a reserve or a alternate juror?
Yes.
That would suck. You have to do all that, and then you don't even get to have your opinion.
It's not a famous person either.
Oh, dang. Mm-hmm. Well, I first of all commend you for sticking all the way through. I think what's great about this segment is that you had a job, but you have a civic responsibility, and someone's life is on the line, and you are focused, and you're doing your best job, and you're giving what you owe as an American citizen, and that is your time, efforts, energy to be a responsible juror. And I applaud you for that, Sarah, and I appreciate that call.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Stay safe.
That's amazing.
All right, Sarah.
Have a good day.
Have a good day. Bye. I'd be a terrible juror.
That was awesome.
Oh, man.
I'd be creating bits for the show, and I'd fucking listen to somebody doing murder. I'd be like, oh, you know what would be funny? And I'd write it down.
You know what would be funny?
It'd be terrible, yeah.
I'd be daydreaming the whole time.
Good luck to her.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Shout out to Jason Smith. He's 45 years old. He lives in Vegas. He works for Caesars. And last year he was like, man, I don't know. I'm a single dad, but I want more kids. And let me look into some fostering. So he goes and gets certified to be a foster parent. And he waits. He gets teamed up with three boys. They're brothers. One's 9, one's 10, one's 11. He's like, I want all three of these. And that's special because most of the time, you know, people can't take three brothers or three people or too much. So these three brothers have been moved 5 different times, 5 different foster homes. So he goes, no, we're not going to do that anymore. I'm going to take them in, bring them into my home. And then 9 months later, he finalized the adoption and they are permanently in his home.
What's the deal? Can you just be a single dude and adopt kids?
I mean, you have to prove that you're
not a creep. How do you prove that? Is that a test?
I don't know.
All right. There are 7 questions here.
I mean, it is thorough for single women or men. Yeah. Or
I would think single women would be easier.
Probably.
It would make more sense.
Looking at the track record.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, good for this dude. He must be so not a creep. And then he took three brothers together. That's pretty awesome. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way
to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay them. You know, somebody did, but St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com. Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
A Maryland woman who plays lottery all the time said she fell asleep and in her dream, the numbers were given to her. And then she won $50,000. She said the numbers came to her twice in a dream. Not just once, but twice. 7, 11, 33, 35, 39. And so she's hit $50,000. So why don't you go to sleep, Lunchbox, and just like before you go to sleep, like, please come to me in a dream.
I'll do it.
Has anything ever happened to you in a dream? Any numbers ever come to you at all?
No. No, it's more like I'm in Vegas. It says bet red or bet this. But then when I go to Vegas, it doesn't happen.
But do you do that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't wake up the next day and go to Vegas. I'm like, okay.
Well, maybe if you did the next day, though, that's when it was going to hit.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I think I messed up. But, I mean, I'll try anything at this point. Pretty much anything. I don't want to say anything. Because I want to win so bad. I just want to have that feeling. It's sort of like when I used to go to bingo. This is how unlucky I am.
You're not unlucky. You are so lucky of a person.
You
look at your job.
You haven't even let me finish my statement.
Look at your family.
And you're interrupting me.
Yeah, look at your health.
Listen to me. We used to go to bingo once a week. Mm-hmm. And I never got to yell, bingo! I never freaking won. Never. I would bring people to bingo. I brought Eddie first night. And Eddie won two or three times the first night. Two. Other people I bring, two. They win the first night. I never won bingo, and I was there every single week. Mm-hmm. I am still just in shock that I could go to bingo that much and never win.
You never won.
Never.
Even because we were sending you as a bit to go play bingo and you never won.
Never.
Well, okay, but do you think there's something to the fact that you never win and you're extremely unlucky in your mind? Because, I don't know, because sometimes you're just mean to people? Do you think there's any sort of...
No.
You don't think that at all?
No, I'm not mean to people. I'm honest with them.
But mean people always say they're honest. Like a villain, doesn't matter who the villain is, they never think they're the villain. Doesn't matter.
Some people think I'm just on, am nice. So, you know what I mean? Like, you just tomato, tomato.
Okay.
I mean, you had to look at it, depending on what angle you look at it. Like, if little Johnny sucks at soccer, you know what I mean? You want me to tell him he's good or you want me to tell him he sucks?
How about not saying anything at all?
Yeah, let's just...
How about my little Johnny alone?
If little Johnny comes up to me and says,
but
hey,
you don't. Like, no one comes up to you and asks
little
you.
Little Johnny's never walked up to you and been like, random sir.
You guys have asked my opinion on Abby singing and I say it's bad.
No, but you constantly talk about how bad, we don't ask for it.
Okay. Well, it's because you guys keep telling her she's good and I'm like, guys, come on. I like Morgan's parents finally told her, hey, you suck at singing. Right? Am I right?
Yeah, that did happen.
At what age?
I mean, I was in middle school when it happened.
Finally, that's what I'm saying.
But I think Abby's actually getting better at singing, honestly.
Okay.
And she's actually pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just saying, I do not, I'm just unlucky and I don't know what the reason is. I can't figure it out. I wish I was more lucky, but I'm not. And one day, maybe it'll turn around. Maybe something's going to happen.
Do you feel like you've just had a lot of luck in other parts of your life, though?
No, I haven't had luck anywhere.
No. Look at your job.
Guys, is not luck.
I met you at a bar. You were driving for Jason's Deli.
Okay. What about it? What do you? So, question for you then. Do you feel lucky you met me?
Interesting.
Let's turn it around.
Yeah.
Are you lucky because you met me?
Absolutely, brother.
That's what I'm talking about.
Luckiest thing ever happened to me.
No, but I mean, like, if you want to look at it that way, it's like, oh, look at your job. You got so lucky. Then you got lucky also.
Hmm. Yeah. You got lucky you met me.
I'm not saying I'm not lucky.
No, we know you're the luckiest person ever.
But I don't.
You are pretty lucky.
No, you are the luckiest.
You guys are out of your mind.
Eddie, no, that's a good point. You're lucky to have us, Bones.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't going to be you guys, it's going to be somebody else. So, you know.
No.
It's not the same.
It would probably not have catapulted.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
The way it did.
I think with your health and your kids and your job.
My health, I can't even touch my shoulders.
But that's because your arms don't bend. But everything else is good.
You're not sick.
And that's never stopped you from doing things. Like,
yeah, scratching my back.
Well, yeah.
I can't even scratch my own back.
But you have a wife that will scratch your back. And look at Eddie scratching you now.
I have to find the corner of a door frame and rub it off. Rub my back on it.
Like a bear.
Bear in a tree.
I mean, for people that are new listeners, like
if my collar accidentally gets popped, guess what? I got to find someone to unpop it.
I do have to tie his tie for him.
He can bend his elbows, but he can't take them all the way to his
shoulder. Can't do it.
Show everyone.
But you're healthy other than that, like in the real ways.
Yeah. Like mentally, I'm strong.
Yeah.
Can your kids do that?
I haven't checked.
Is it hereditary?
Oh. It is hereditary.
Yeah. His dad can't do it.
My dad can't do it. My grandpa could barely touch the top of his shoulders with the very tip of his thumb. That was it.
You should check your kids.
I really need to check them.
Can't scratch their back.
Well, anyway, she drained the number. She won the lottery.
I'm going to go home and
Lunchbox
dream.
Lunchbox isn't lucky, apparently. I'm very lucky, apparently.
You are.
Yeah. Because I met you guys.
Yep.
Time for Luck of the Draw trivia. We have Eric in Louisiana on the phone. So, Eric, how this is going to work is I'm going to draw a name of somebody here on the show, and then I'm going to draw the category they're going to answer questions from. It's very easy, and if they win, you win, Eric, okay?
Awesome.
Very good. So, Eric, what do you do for a living?
Just a ship agent on the Mississippi River.
What is that?
That's cool.
Wait, what does that mean, a ship agent?
We deal with customs and the vessel owners and things like that, and get the ships in and out of the port.
Ooh, like
Are you got any Disney DVDs down there that may have got confiscated by customs?
No. Customs boards well before us.
Oh.
You ever get on the boat like, everybody down?
I do have a badge that I show, and they think I'm some type of enforcement, but it's just a very little badge that anybody can order.
Dang, I need one of those.
That's cool.
Anybody can order it. Okay, we're going to win them a prize here. Let's go. Everybody has a category they're really good at, and they're all in the cup, but you may not get it. So we'll go first with the person. The person playing.
You have the right cup?
For Eric is, yeah. Mike wrote on their player. The person playing Luck of the Draw trivia will be Scuba Steve. Now, Scuba Steve's category that he's the best at is Florida trivia, being from Florida. That doesn't mean he'll get it. Let's draw the category. The category Scuba Steve will be answering questions is Florida trivia.
What on earth?
No, he got his own category.
Well, I hope he gets these right, though.
If I get it wrong, then I'm a huge disappointment.
Wow, Scuba Steve. All you got to do is get 5 of 7. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
What city in Central Florida hosts the annual Florida Strawberry Festival?
Tampa.
Plant City would have been the answer.
Oh! Dang, out of the gate.
Oh, this is good.
We've been there.
What's like Tampa area? No one calls it Plant City.
But Plant City is the city.
Yeah,
we've played it many times.
Okay, yeah.
What NASA field center located on Merritt Island is named for the United States 35th president?
We just know it's Cape Canaveral.
What NASA field center located on Merritt Island in Florida is named for the United States' 35th president?
Wow, these are very specific. And no one local would call these things.
Yellow card.
JFK.
What?
JFK Field. JFK Field, John F. Kennedy Field.
Got to be, right?
Kennedy Space Center.
Kennedy Space Center.
Can't give it
can't
to him.
Can't give it to him?
Oh, the Kennedy Space Center. Oh, my God. Yeah, duh.
But no one calls it that. He not just said, locals. He goes, not the locals.
Well, the wording is very tricky.
So the locals call it JFK?
The locals just call it Kennedy Space Center.
They call it FK Field? Okay. Well, you can't miss anymore.
Okay.
You got to go 5 for 5. Okay. What American rock band formed in the 1960s in Florida and originally went by the name My Backyard? Members of the band were killed in an airplane crash in 1977.
Leonard Skinner.
Correct.
Wow. These are really hard.
Wait, they weren't Sweet Home Alabama?
They weren't from there, no.
That's crazy.
I think of Jacksonville, I believe.
What's the Florida-based team that plays at Hard Rock Stadium?
Hard Rock Stadium.
Home games at Hard Rock Stadium.
I'm going to guess, I think Miami recently got a new ownership, so I'm going to say Miami Dolphins.
Correct. What national park in Florida has 1.5 million acres of wetlands?
That'd be the Everglades?
Correct. Florida is known as the blank state.
The Sunshine State.
Correct. You get one more right.
Okay.
You are the winner. Angering many key lime pie lovers, what alliterative red fruit treat became Florida's official state dessert in March of 2022 in an act signed by Governor Ron DeSantis.
Oh, God.
What on earth?
Oh, man, I've been gone from Florida for a very long time.
Angering many key lime pie lovers.
Yes.
What alliterative red fruit treat? What does that mean, alliterative red fruit treat, Scuba?
I have no idea.
What is alliteration?
Words.
Yeah.
But what about them?
They rhyme.
No.
They spell the same.
No. They sound the same?
Alliterative red. Official state dessert now. What is it?
Official state dessert. It's red. I'm going to say ruby red grapefruits.
Oh, no.
Tart.
Do you know it, Morgan?
I thought it was like cherry pie or it'd be like the same as the.
Alliterative would mean. Alliteration would be like Bobby bounced a ball on the.
Right. He said, ruby red.
Yeah. But just so everybody knows what alliteration is.
Well, what?
Strawberry shortcake.
Oh.
I'd be mad about that, too.
You a key lime lover? Key lime pie?
Me, I don't like key lime, but I get why people like it.
Let's give him one more shot. Let me draw somebody else.
Yeah.
That was Scuba's own category.
His home state.
Yeah, I know, but those questions were very, they're worded.
Yellow
very
card. Weird.
Yellow card. I mean, they're weirdly written.
Raymundo.
Yeah!
Your category that you're supposed to be good at is things happening in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
The category you will play is reality TV.
Oh, he'll be good at that.
5 of 7. Win it for him, okay?
Yep.
Luck of the draw trivia. Here we go. Raymundo, question number one. What MTV show is named for a watery internet term referring to someone who creates fake personal profiles to create someone else's identity?
Catfish.
Correct. What is the newest Real Housewives series that aired its first season in 2019? It's the 10th installment of the franchise.
Oh, man. I know it's not Potomac. Miami.
What's the newest Real Housewives?
Atlanta, Orange County. I mean, Miami, I think they like went away and came back. Dude, that's tough. OC, there's maybe another one in California. I mean, I know it's not, but I'm just going to say Potomac.
Incorrect, it's Salt Lake. It's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Salt Lake. What's the name of the reality show filmed in Seaside Heights?
I mean, that's got to be Jersey Shore.
Correct.
What's the name of the show Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie starred in?
This isn't my official answer, but it's like My Famous Life. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Simple Life.
Simple Life. Correct.
Rocket.
Wow. Good job.
What's the name of Kristen Cavallari's reality show?
The newest one? She works at Uncommon James. She used to be at Laguna Beach. Then it was The Hills. I mean, it's like, is it Uncommon James? It's like something about her business or something.
What's the name of Kristen Cavallari's reality show?
Very Cavallari.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah!
Oh, he got that.
Wow.
It's almost like somebody tells him in his ear, but I can hear what's in his ear and nobody told him anything.
Weird.
But I knew it was something to do with her name and something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll were the first words spoken on what cable channel?
I want to say MTV, but there's no way that would be it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's rock and roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
And that's reality?
Were the first words spoken on what cable channel?
Comedy Central.
MTV.
You had that.
But it's pop.
Well, comedy
Well, rock and roll is pop,
rock and roll.
Too.
What the?
Okay, last one. You got to get this to win.
All right.
Who was the host of The Bachelor from 2002 to 2021?
Chris Harrison.
Correct. Give it to the guy. Yeah. Eric, congratulations. Raymundo stepped in and won you a prize.
Yeah!
All right, Chris. Be safe out there, man. Okay? We need you to be safe. We appreciate you. We'll hook him up with a gift card to Sonic. And Raymundo, nice job, buddy.
Yep.
There's a recall on like 345,000 children's cups because the children's cups have unsafe lead levels.
Uh-oh. Lead's not good, right?
That's not good.
Yeah, not good.
Not unless it's in a pencil.
Well, because they always say, oh, is that lead paint? And I'm always like, I don't know.
All right, do you eat lead paint? Whatever that is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're recalled. Sugimus?
Let me check.
You guys know the Lunchbox?
I'm looking.
Scuba Sugimus? They're recalling 8-ounce to 12-ounce models of its Cupkin double-walled stainless steel children. They have stainless steel children's cups. If there's lead in them, then apparently.
I don't have any of those.
I don't have that.
According to Cupkin, liquid in the now recalled cups is not exposed to lead due to the double-walled construction. The exposure to lead can occur if the cup bottoms are mistreated, the brand said.
What do you mean, drop them?
Ain't that what a kid does?
Yes.
All mistreatment all the time?
Yes.
Only if it's drinking out of can you drink lead. By itself, no. I saw that, which was crazy. This is Kyle from Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Bobby Bones. I listen to you every morning on my way into town to go to work. Love your show, man.
Appreciate that, dude.
Is that Dracula?
I want to suck your blood.
Thank you for that call, man. I appreciate that. Leave us a voicemail anytime. 877-77-BOBBY. If we don't answer, it will go to a voicemail. Leave it, please. Thank you.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
If you're wondering what people look for when they're booking a cruise vacation.
Okay, we have to stop with the cruise. Okay.
Come on.
Oh, man. The listeners are all on me. I just felt... I didn't want to do a cruise. I didn't want the listeners to feel like they had to pay to come on a cruise with us. I didn't think anybody would buy tickets. So I've always said no to cruises. Turns out the show got mad at me because I never told them about it. It just felt like it was too expensive of a thing to ask listeners to do with us.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun though, dude.
So now everybody's doing cruise stories. Go ahead.
Well, so first of all, they usually want to know about the itinerary. So they got to know what's going to be happening.
All the events.
What games we're going to be playing. Different things like that. They want to know the price.
Well, we would do like Bobby Bone Show games.
Yeah.
Like we would do like... Easy trivia.
Bobby Feud.
We would do a lot of the stuff. We would do that with people that came on the crew.
Onboard amenities like, a coffee bar, a gym.
I've never been on a cruise.
Yoga class.
Smoking chicken.
I don't know. Eddie's smoking chicken?
Yeah.
But really what people want to know about is how clean is this ship?
No idea. Never been on one.
Do we have to clean it?
Yeah.
Who cleans that?
loser of a game.
Get on cruises.
If you lose Bobby Feud, you gotta stay and clean the ship.
The whole ship.
Everybody's in this one space out to sea, and like stuff just spreads. Yeah. So the CDC does conduct sanitation inspections of all ships twice a year. So what we'll do is just make sure it's fully inspected before.
Do you think for those that have been on a cruise before, who has been on a cruise?
Me,
Morgan, Amy, Lunchbox, Scoopsy. Do you think I will get seasick from being on a big boat like that?
Maybe.
No.
Oh. No. What? I get seasick and I put on a Dramamine patch and I was golden.
Yes.
The whole time.
You have to put those little wristbands on.
Yeah, but those don't work. Those wristbands don't work.
This boat is so big, you don't even know you're on the water.
Well, I want to know I'm on the water. It's cruise, right?
No,
I want to stay home.
Like, you don't feel anything.
Okay. All right, what else, Amy?
hot honey pizza is a thing. Like, it's so good.
Oh, we have that.
Yeah.
We had it.
You
we went
do?
To a place. I got pepperoni. They put honey on it. It was awesome.
Really?
It's so good. Yeah. So good. Well, Pizza Hut is getting in on it, and they are testing it out at select locations where you can order the hot honey pizza.
I've been making some and selling it. Bobby's Hot Honey Pizza. I was grilling it at the house. So I'm Eddie's direct competitor for hot chicken.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Eddie, actually, I feel like the hot honey could be good on your
You could
your
do
chicken.
Hot honey smoking chicken?
Well.
It would be good.
Okay.
You really need to hit a point, though, with your hot chicken of success before you branch out and do it.
You're right. I got to make the hot chicken big
first. Are you still selling?
Yeah, man. Still going strong.
I didn't feel like a good answer.
No, we're still smoking every week.
Right. Okay, well, and if you don't have a Pizza Hut near you that's testing this out, just
do
get some hot honey.
Get some pizza, pour honey on it. It's awesome.
Wow.
Totally do it yourself. Yeah. Okay, I have what actors bought with their first Hollywood paycheck.
Go ahead.
And like Oprah Winfrey, she bought fluffy Ralph Lauren towels, which is a luxury to buy nice towels. Sylvester Stallone, get this. He bought back his dog because he previously had to sell it off because he was desperate for money.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
God, that's really cool. And the dog, it ended up co-starring with him in the first two Rocky movies.
Butkus.
You know the dog's name?
I think that was the dog's name in the movie.
Yeah, Butkus.
Yeah.
Good for you.
How did you know that?
And he went to the movies and saw the original one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise paid for his sister's college tuition, and then Selena Gomez bought a Louis Vuitton laptop bag, which makes me think she must have had other nice things already before that.
Well, she was a kid star.
Because it's like...
Maybe it was when she got her adult first to check, like her parents didn't take it from her.
Oh, yeah, true.
All right, there you go.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
He lives in Texas. He's in fifth grade. His name is Yuvi. He loves music. He started playing piano when he was 4 or 5 years old, took to the drums, also loves animals, and participated in a program through a school where he read to dogs at a privately run shelter just to hang out with them and calm them mostly because these dogs are freaking out all the time. So it's not so much about the... It's not that they're hearing Pippi Longstocking, guys. It's that there's somebody with them, a human, right?
Got it.
So he started doing this with his dog at home. He would play music for his dog. His dog's name is Bozo. I was like, dang, what if I do? And he started writing wild tunes. So every week he writes these songs and then plays them at the Houston Pets Alive, turning the shelter, and it's a no-kill anyway, and trying to calm the animals down. And then he plans on taking wild tunes nationwide and doing like a holiday concert with these songs he's written.
What?
To play for animals.
That's awesome.
But only dogs show up and they can't buy tickets.
Yeah. He's not going to make a lot of money.
But that's okay. But he wants to really raise money to help further support Houston Pets Alive. Which is what he's doing this for anyway. Just a kid, fifth grader, can play music and liked animals, and that's what he did. There's a picture of him next to like dog crates with a keyboard, like a Casio keyboard.
That's awesome.
And it's like, he's not Beethoven, but it's like a kid that you can tell can play piano pretty good, and all these dogs are sitting there just chilling.
I wonder if he'll ever reach number one in the dog charts.
I haven't looked recently. Who Let the Dogs Out? Still number one.
Oh, no.
After all this time by the Baha Men, still... how much is that doggy in the window? Is at number two?
That was a good one.
Yeah, Wild Tunes. Looks like it's at number 11 right now, but we're rooting for
it. Let's go, baby.
Yeah. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.